exhibit and Broadway show, Finding Neverland. Call today for details.
Good Tuesday morning. Welcome back to In Focus here on News Radio KMAN. Brady Bowman with you here with Manhattan City Manager Ron Fear and Manhattan Mayor Linda Morse. We've had some good phone calls, good questions. 785-537-1350 is the number to call if you want to throw in your 2 cents. Big, long commission meeting. Looks like it's on the docks tonight. As a matter of fact, Mayor, your book that has all the commission info on it, is that just for tonight?
It is.
That's just for tonight. The table's leaning one way. I hope we don't sink to the earth.
That's pretty much it. Each item has the staff's briefing information. It may have a draft ordinance. It may have some other historic documents. So they tend to give it all to us. And it's up to us to take it from there and be prepared.
And we went over a couple of the general agenda items, but there's more.
Still got three more on the general agenda. The first one actually on the agenda is a proposed amendment to a plan unit development ordinance down in the South Entertainment District. This is the Blue Earth Plaza mixed-use building wanting to amend their signage plan and revise some of the aspects there that and when you have a plan unit development, anything that deviates from the plan that was approved, you have to go in and amend that plan, which was set by ordinance. And so essentially what they're trying to do is for each building facade, and it's a mixed-use building there, so you have several different facades that are associated with individual businesses. And so they want to essentially just establish a defined area on the building facade and allow for that square footage, which is no more than 10% of the facade, and it's equal to the square footage that exists today. It just allows them to relocate it. And so it gives them a little bit more flexibility as a store changes hands and they'd like to have the flexibility to put different signage up. And so really doesn't increase the intensity at all. It just rearranges, allows some flexibility to rearrange what's there.
Oh, and I do also want to note, Ron, you have quite a book there in front of you.
Yeah,
well,
I have a balancing act for the table here. Yes.
You do. That does help. That
it does.
Does help. I think now we know why there is that lean right there where a mayor is sitting. Everybody always complains about that
lean in the
floor.
One.
Maybe I think we know why. Maybe I'll balance it out. Some more items.
Sure. Another item is to consider first reading of an ordinance to, again, amend a final development plan, and this is for the Interlochen Villas planned unit development. This is an area out in the Colbert Hills, just off Colbert Hills Drive, along Colbert Hills Drive and Vanesta Drive. The original PUDs, this is a 7.2-acre site. The original PUD was originally approved for 62 townhomes and some single-family units, and they're wanting to amend that plan and reduce it to 27 single-family homes. So basically, they're just wanting to redo the lots, make it less intense, create more single-family components for that particular development.
All right.
Okay. And then the final item on the general agenda is to consider accepting a transfer of land located north of Highway K-18 and east of the Scenic Meadows subdivision from the Kansas Department of Transportation. So if you're headed out of town on Fort Riley Boulevard and you're up there at Davis Drive and Miller Parkway at that interchange and you're going down the hill headed west towards Fort Riley, as you get down to the bottom of the hill, you've got this big open field on your right. And that's the tract we're talking about. It's about 99 acres. KDOT used that site, acquired it for the K-18 project, has a borrow pit there. They used a lot of the material out of there to build the roadway up for the new K-18 highway. And so originally they had requested proposals to purchase the tract. They didn't get suitable bids on that particular aspect, so they've gone back and offered the city to take it at you know, obviously no initial acquisition cost to the city for in that regard, and it would have some restrictions, but it's proposed to be utilized for parkland. And so the Parks and Rec Advisory Board did review it and does recommend approval. It does tie in nicely as far as our trail system's concerned with both the Scenic Meadows Division, the Lee Mill Village, and some of the other proposed developments that are planned in that area, and does create some opportunity for future aspects of that. It is quite a bit of floodplain land. We do have infrastructure there already. We have a lift station for our sanitary sewer system, and a lot of the site is encumbered by water and sewer lines as well as a natural gas transmission line. So I think from that standpoint of preserving it for the community, it would be a positive.
And what is kind of the landscape there? Is it mostly flat? You said there's a borrow pit, so I'm guessing a hole.
So it's mostly a field right now.
Okay.
It has been, it was farmed in the past, but there's quite a bit of timber, so it would preserve all of the timber on the hillsides adjacent to it, as well as that bottom area.
What you see just immediately is that the land is totally flat, and then there's some peripheral land that with trees, but it's... It's a wonderful area. I mean, imagine already flat. We could do soccer. And the problem is access. So we, over time, we'll probably figure out how to deal with that. But initially, we have some access issues because that would be taking a lot of traffic down through that housing subdivision. And that's not the best plan. So we'll figure something out as time goes by. But right now, we're just accepting it.
And is there any, you mentioned maybe possible use for the trail system around town. Is there any trails near that area already that it could connect into?
There are some in the Lee Mill Heights area already. You could expand a cross-country trail system down there as well. So I think it's got a lot of potential.
Doesn't have the hills that Warner Park has.
Yeah.
It would be flat. Anyway,
good
who
for
knows?
Running.
I think we're just accepting it. Mm-hmm. We haven't really explored anything formal for what to do with it in the future, other than it does have
trail connectivity would be the one.
It has limits. There are limitations about what we can do with it because it's in the floodplain, clearly in the floodplain.
Okay, some other items.
So that's it for the general agenda. We have some consent agenda items. Let me grab those. We have one item that we are removing from the agenda. We had proposed to have an interlocal agreement for the commission's consideration with Riley County to establish a food and farm council for Riley County in Manhattan. We're removing that one for consideration. We got a little bit more work to do on that interlocal agreement. We're asking the commission to execute an agreement with the State Historic Preservation Office to continue Manhattan status as a certified local government under the statutes. And basically this allows us to have our Historic Resources Board serve as in that capacity, and we're eligible for more grants and some other tax credit components relative to being in that status. We have a community development block grant housing rehab program. We're accepting bids for some improvements, recommending an award to Ben Kitchens Painting Company in the amount of $13,200 for a housing rehab project. We also have an agreement for professional engineering services in the amount of $44,856 with Bartlett and West Incorporated of Manhattan, Kansas. This is for design work on the Campus Creek reinforced box structure. This is a city university project. They're on North Manhattan and Campus Creek. So you might recall when we had the large inundations of rain that flowed down there, there's a buried box that runs underneath and goes all the way to the big ditch, if you will, on the east side. And this box culvert gets plugged up with debris. And so instead of going down the big box, it flows out onto the streets and creates some problems. And there's also some safety issues there with regard to the amount of water that's going in that could draw folks in and injure them. So we're really looking at the design of that to make it more safe and make it so that it's even if there is some debris that piles up there, it'll still function. So looking at making some safety improvements to that as well. We also have mentioned the ATA improvements for different bus stops. We also have an agreement for professional engineering services with HDR Engineering of Lee's Summit, the amount just under $90,000. This is to establish a sanitary sewer collection system maintenance and management assessment program for the city. We haven't had one of those done, and so we think this will help us a lot in our management of our sanitary sewer system. Another contract for professional engineering services for $96,000 with Alfred Benesch Company. This is on the Safe Routes to School Phase 2B, and so this utilizes some of our two-tenths sales tax funds along with some grant funds for about seven different projects around area schools for improving access and sidewalks to those school systems.
All right. Quite a bit. Quite a bit tonight.
There's a group meeting in Northview, and one of their concerns was a crosswalk right here by the radio station that goes on to the north, isn't it, Northfield intersection across Casement.
Yes.
And so we were checking to see if that was on the list, so I'll be checking the list out to be sure.
And, you know, when it comes to some of these issues, and I guess, again, if you can just kind of review what are the big action moments on the general agenda tonight.
So the two PUD amendments, one for the signage and then one for the new development plan for lesser housing units, and then, of course, the request by the developer to purchase the city parking lot in Aggieville for use to establish a new courtyard hotel. If the land transfer is approved, then that would have to start its own rezoning process. So there'd be a pretty long, drawn-out process for a planned unit development rezoning for that proposed development.
And that's a good point to bring up on some of these matters. When actions are made and approved, it's not necessarily a snap of the fingers. There's usually more things that have to happen before things progress. So if that is accepted, what is the... you said quite a while. Would that be if we're going to see any construction on that area where the old Willie's Car Wash used to be? What do you project? The way too early projection, I guess.
Sure. So if the commission were to approve the transfer of the real estate, then the developer would start the zoning process. That would be a 3 to 5 month process to develop that plan unit development. Plan unit development zoning process takes a little bit longer, just because. It's a very thorough analysis of what the impact is of the proposed development in this situation. You're looking at a 112-room courtyard by Marriott with a, 116-room hotel with 122 private parking stalls. The developer there has proposed that, during the day when the hotel doesn't have as high a demand, they would work with some of the businesses in Aggieville to provide for employee parking that would correlate or would be consistent with that particular use versus the evening demand that they would have. So it's a long, drawn-out process to go through that zoning process, which starts at the planning board and comes back to the city commission. And so there's several public meetings as a result of that process.
Would this hotel or potential hotel, would it have any event space or would it just be strictly rooms?
It would not have, it's not proposing to have any significant event space. I mean, you'd have your normal service areas. But,
sure.
It's not proposed to have any meeting space.
All right. Let's go ahead and take our last break. When we come back, maybe we'll talk a little bit about the overall future of Aggieville. I know that's something that's always talked about. It could be very different 5-10 years from now. So let's get into that. When we come back on In Focus on News Radio KMAN.
KMAN weather is powered by Colbert Hills Golf Course and Restaurant, offering 20.